And sometimes the lie is so exciting. We think, oh, isn't that wonderful, that we don't filter it through the Spirit. You know what I'm telling you? Now, it's not an intentional thing. It's not that I'm choosing I'll tell a lie or I'll tell the truth depending upon how I feel about it. It's not intentional. It's not deliberate. It's just that we fail to recognize there's a teacher on the inside who is always wants us to speak the truth and to be very careful to look to the teacher, to look to the inside. That's how Pastor told you he was in the in a business deal, found out the man he was dealing with was not telling him the truth because the Holy Spirit on the inside notified him. Now, that doesn't mean he spoke in a voice, though he can speak in a voice. It doesn't mean he spoke, your own spirit spoke to you, although your own spirit can speak to you. It's just on the inside you had a witness. To be careful here, to be concerned here, that maybe this is not accurate. The gentleman that preached that didn't tell the truth, I'm sure he thought it was true, but it wasn't. And the lady over here leaping, she was so excited. When I walked out of that auditorium, my heart was crushed, but the people lined up to buy his CDs. And I began to wonder, how many more things has he said that aren't quite accurate? You don't have that problem in this place. You don't have a worry in the world, because pastor is a great filter of truth, and he does that for our benefit, and we're so glad. But as we listen to the Spirit, we can know truth. Now, we'll be back to this verse, but look at 1 John. That's part of the job of the Holy Ghost. And if somebody's telling you something that seems really wild and far out, check with the Spirit on the inside. You know what? It might be really wild and far out. Now, this is an interesting passage, 1 John chapter 2, and it's about deception. Here's one of the key verses in verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you or deceive you or mislead you. All those would be fair words for the Greek there. These things have I written because there are people who seduce you, mislead you, or deceive you. He had said earlier in verse 20, you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. You have an unction. An unction is an anointing. The anointing and the unction is the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me. When you have the anointing, the Holy Ghost is moving. When you have the unction, the Holy Ghost is moving. And he said, you have an unction so that you can know all things. Now, that's in direct reference to these people who had filtered themselves into the church, who were not really part of the church, and were deceiving and pulling church members away from the church, away from God. And you know that in verse 19, they went out from us, they were not of us. For they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And that's these deceivers who had been in the church, who had been in sheep's clothing but had really been wolves. Now, he said, you know all things, so you can recognize a deceiver. You can recognize a mistruth. You can recognize facts and data that aren't quite accurate. You know, if I was reading a recipe and it said 6 eggs, I'd instantly, something would rise up just in my mind and say, really? When's the last time you put, unless you make sponge cake or angel food cake, you put 6 eggs in anything? See, instantly, your mind would say, I better double check that. See if that's right. Now, I do have a pound cake cost for 4 eggs, I think. But I can't remember if I ever put 6 eggs in anything. See, there are things that you would automatically question because of the knowledge you have, because of the path that you walk. But there is the Spirit of God on the inside. And these matters that are critically important, that we be stationary and steadfast. You cannot be. You shall know the truth. This is why it's so important. What sets you free? Only the truth. And if you're standing on half-truth, mistruth, assorted truth, or almost truth, there's no freedom there. You can't be partially free. You're either free or you're captive. In any area that your thought, your minds are captive, there's going to be some bondage there. If we want to be totally free, we have to totally walk in the truth. If we're going to totally walk in the truth, because the truth is not going to always be obvious to the mind, we have to walk in the Spirit and let the Spirit of truth notify us that this is not true. Now, in verse 27, it's the same concept. The anointing which you've received, the anointing is again the Holy Ghost, of him abides in you. So you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in you. Same thought. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth and is no lie. Even it has taught you, you shall abide in him. See, you shall abide in him. You shall continue to walk in him. You shall remain in God, walking by the Spirit, walking by the anointing that is going to teach you, that anointing which it says is always the truth and is never a lie. Now, you know, God's really way out. He's far beyond our mental capacity to digest. And sometimes God begins to deal with you and you wonder, you think, I wonder if that's God. Has it ever happened to you? It happened to me, I'm thinking. Wow, could that be possible? And you can go to the Spirit. You know, you don't have to, when God begins to deal with you, you don't have to do that tomorrow. God begins to deal with you, and most things, not everything, but most things over a period of time, you have time to digest them and think about them and ponder them and make sure that when you step out in faith and confidence that you really have heard from God, because if you're going to do an unusual thing, then you need confidence, because somebody's going to say, did you hear what she did? You need to know for sure.